So Ed Robinson, what a man I say, star! Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Give thanks.
Yeah. This is Kelvin alongside Dan Martin out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, KUNM.
On the fire.
Yeah. But still close, you know, because we just extend the vibes out that way, you know. And give thanks to all the technology today that you and I could talk like this, you know, and have the people also tune in and listen in. Yeah, so we groove into your hit out here, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Song that touch a lot of people's heart, you know.
True.
Yeah.
Ed, to start out, why don't you give us a little background information about yourself?
You got about 5-6 hours. Been basically everywhere around the world, man, thank God, except for China. Never been to China, you know.
True.
But I've been on tour for quite a while, you know, because I just tour around, you know, various artists, you know, names, and I've been touring with them as a drummer.
Yeah.
I think I played out in New Mexico before with Waylon Soul, man.
With Waylon Souls?
Yeah.
Right.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, Waylon Souls is actually coming next week. Ed, how did you first get involved with music? I mean, in Jamaica, it's not so hard.
Actually, I started out as a bass player with a little band out of Spanish Town.
Uh-huh.
You know, where I was born and raised, really. And then I get involved with Carnell Campbell, with his little band, you know, in Spanish Town.
With Carnell Campbell?
We actually never played out. We just, like, rehearsed and all that stuff, but we never really played out. The band broke up before we get to the shows, you know?
True.
So that's basically how I started, man, and right through high school and all of that.
Right.
I just stick to it until I leave and went to the North Coast of Jamaica, like do the tourist thing, you know?
The hotel circuit thing.
Right. Hotel circuit, you know?
Mm.
So that's where I really develop all the skills I do, you know, start to play different instruments. So basically I play about maybe 9 or 10 different instruments.
Wow. Multi-talented, Mr. Robinson. Yes, I. I actually heard that you had started out as a drummer. You just told me it was otherwise, but you replaced Carlton Barrett in the Wailers.
After
his untimely death. Yes.
You know, sad man.
True. So you've definitely been around the block. Listen, when did you do your first release as a vocalist? What year did that?
Maybe about 15 years ago.
15 years ago?
I did a remake of, I think it's Alton Ellis, Ain't That Loving You.
True.
I was a Monty Jokia, doing a little label called Rockers Master International.
Right.
You know, we're doing, like, in Japan, you know, Richard Stevens. We started off Richard Stevens with So Amazing. Huh?
True.
Yeah. So that's, like, was my first song out of Jamaica, out of Monty Jokia. As a singer, you know.
Right, I hear that.
Right.
And
it didn't do too well as far as, you know, charts or radio and all of that, because we didn't have much radio contacts back then.
Right, I hear.
And I just went to record stores and tried to sell it locally, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then the second one I actually did
was the big smash hit, right?
Was Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Exactly. I imagine that once that song happened, all kinds of doors opened up for you.
It break away since then, but I mean, it's like, thank God, but I mean, it's like, I really have no complaints as far as, you know, working in the business is concerned. I got a bunch of complaints with, you know, doing business with different people.
Uh-huh, classic music industry stuff.
Yeah, you know, like different record label, because right after Knocking on Heaven's Door break, I got signed to MCA right off of Sunsplash.
Yes, to MCA Records.
Like on the strength of that one song.
Right.
You know, and that was it. From MCA, you know, we went to MCA, did a little stint over there, then I went to, then Warner Brothers bought out my contract from MCA. You know, so I went to Warner Brothers over there for like 3 years.
True.
And got really disillusioned with what was going on in the industry as far as record company and labels was concerned.
True.
You know, how they was dealing with stuff. But you know, the Jamaica, we just put out songs. We make records and then put them out. We don't make them and sit down on them, you know?
True, no, I didn't know we hear that.
They was over there for like, having like about 3 years just, you know, just making records and couldn't decide on which direction to go, if it was like a pop thing or a reggae thing or whatever, you know?
Yeah, so that was frustrating.
Right, it was a little bit frustrating, like majorly, you know. So I went back to playing drums. I went to Las Vegas with this artist to make a call, AJ Brown.
Right.
You know, and then I was gigging with him for a minute over there. And then I break off into just major production, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, I just build a studio out there and start doing a lot of remixes for, like, different artists, you know, like the Eric Benet's and the Madonna's and, you know.
Well, yeah, I heard that you actually ended up working with some of the popular music's biggest artists. And
right.
I'm not even exaggerating when I say this.
Snoop Dogg and them.
Right, Snoop Dogg, Madonna, you hear it, Tifa.
As a matter of fact, they have a movie coming out next month called Rude Boy.
Right.
That I did the featured record on there with Snoop Dogg and Butcher Banton.
True.
That's my production.
True. Wow.
You know, so, and I was working with Warren G, E-40, and all of them out of L.A.
Right.
I was supposed to go do some work with Dre, but a bunch of stuff start. You know, the whole drama with the Death Row and the Aftermath thing.
True.
You know, so I kind of backed off of that because, you know, don't need the drama.
Yeah, no, I understand. For the people who didn't know who the man was.
Ed Robinson. Ed Roughneck Robinson.
We're talking to Ed Robinson live out there in Brooklyn. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us here on KUNM. Yeah, man. Real nice.
Now looking forward to come to Albuquerque, man, as a singer, you know, not as a drummer this time.
Yeah, as a singer.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I
hear it's nice out there as far as, you know, live concert is concerned.
Man. That's true, man. Yeah, the people out here really love the music and, you know, love the artists. When they come out here, you know.
They have a big support from the local Indian population.
They're very strong
and heavy into reggae music.
As a matter of fact, me and Freddie McGregor was talking about it 2 days ago. That's like one of his better venues to play, you know.
Yeah, Freddie has been out here.
Right.
And, the people out here love Freddie McGregor.
Yeah, I did some stuff with him a couple nights ago.
Uh-huh. So we got some music coming out here that we need to be playing for you, huh?
Respect, you know, I got a bunch of stuff coming out. I got this album coming out soon.
Uh-huh.
You know, not yet titled, you know, but we have some serious songs on there.
Right. Uh-huh. Is that
gearing up to put the whole Ed Robinson back on the road again.
True.
As far as, you know, I'm like stepping from behind the mixing board and the keyboards and the production console, you know.
The reemergence of Mr. Robinson.
Back out again, you know.
Yeah,
I
love it.
I really do miss the live work, you know, the road thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cooked up in the studio all year, man.
True. We want you to know that when that music is there, it will be played out here on this station.
All right.
Yeah.
Are there going to be some new tunes on that, or is it going to be a collection of some older material?
No, it's all new. Everything is going to be all new. And
True.
Everything is going to be brand new. I don't know if I'm there to send you one of the new singles that's coming out.
Right. Not yet, but you can get it.
Definitely go send
it
off to you.
You can work that one and then the people could hear you, you know, where you played next week and 2 weeks on the show, you know, because we have our show every Thursday night, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, man, your music will be out here, for sure.
Thanks, my brother.
Here's that. So, big up, Mr. Robinson. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
For real, my brethren. Pleasure to talk to you, man.
And I'm really myself excited about you coming back out as a vocalist again. In 2002.
Give thanks. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And maybe before we let you go, Mr. Robinson, are you are willing to give us a little a cappella
for
the IM Music Show here at KUNM in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir. I hear them say, Mama, take this bad dog from me. I can't use it anymore, no. It's getting rough, much too rough, you see. It seems I'm a knocking on heaven's door. You want more?
Live people.
Yes,
we give thanks.
Yes, sir,
and pick up Mr. Robinson. Nothing but love.
All right, Father. Hold on, yeah?
Yes.